This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery tomorrow night. We're all going to hang out at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. We're going to watch some Panthers hockey together. So come join me and Crowder and Solana and Jimmy. Oakland Park, 8 p.m. puck drop tomorrow. And Crowder's going to bring a little bit of that Crowder powder. You got those little sample envelopes?
Yes, I got the sample seafood. All right. So we got it. We'll get the seafood out there. Yeah, if you want to bring, you know, some signing stuff, whatever, you know,
yeah, I'll bring be a there. Sharpie, get a little, bring a jersey. Yeah. What do people ask you to sign? They got the cards. They got the helmets. What do they got?
Whatever they want me to sign, I sign. I'll sign your baby.
I don't know if you should bring your baby to Funky Buddha.
I bring my kids to Funky Buddha, but I'm not a good father, I guess.
They're not babies. I'm picturing like a newborn. Like you just got out of Baptist. The umbilical cord is still hanging there. You rush over to Funky
that little
Buddha.
Ugly, get that little ugly thing that has to fall off. Bring them with the little thing that has to fall off. I'll sign their forehead.
Well, tomorrow night, we're going to be there. We're going to watch some hockey. You can come out and join us. You can enjoy some of that great Funky Buddha food and drinks, and we'll have a good old time. So tomorrow night, Funky Buddha Tap Room. A whole bunch of people, because I read that Chris Perkins article in the last segment, whole bunch of people. I kind of honed in on that sentence that I love, that, you know, Mike McDaniel's been given more quality roster personnel than just about any Dolphins coach. And so many people are taking issue with that. That's the preponderance of the comments on the text line is just, no, what are you talking about that they have a good roster? That they don't? I take issue with that because I think they have a very good roster. I really do.
Who had a better roster? All pro receiver, two Pro Bowl style receivers. Jalen hasn't made one yet. You had Pro Bowl safety, you have one of the best corners, Hall of Fame corner. You always had a defensive line, even though, like, the Jalen Chubb injuries, I think, really hurt this team because they couldn't get pressure on the quarterback.
But roster-wise, Mike McDaniel has been given quality pieces. You have to include Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb in that, right? You have to include Tua, I think, best quarterback since Dan Marino.
Huck, that's the thing. Tua, and it's always when healthy.
Sure.
Tua is a top 10 quarterback. I heard them talking about it. They were talking about the Tyreek thing, and all the ESPN people were saying, like, Tua's a top 10 quarterback when he's playing, and we always have to put that little clause on Tua. But, no, what team is better? Did Adam Gase have any better teams? Do they want to invoke, like, the 08? Go back to, you know, that's my reference point because I went to the playoffs that year. But, like, the Ronnie Ricky Wildcat Chad Pennington year? I don't think we were as talented as this team. To be honest, I'll be, you know, and that's kind of throwing myself under the bus. But this team has players on it.
again, I'm just doing names on the roster. I'm not telling you that they may have had bad seasons, underperforming seasons, because Javon Holland had an underperforming season. Tyreek Hill had an underperforming season. But on paper, I put Javon Holland at safety. I put, drawing a blank on the cornerback.
Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah. Ramsey. I put Ramsey. I put Teron Armstead on the line. I put Raheem Mostert. Again, I'm not telling you that
Raheem led the NFL in rushing touchdowns 2 years ago.
Season before. I'm not saying that last season was – like, I'm not doing, hey, look at the roster after last season. I'm saying if you look at the roster that Mike McDaniel was given on paper with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle and Tua – I feel like he had a pretty quality roster. I do.
Speaking of defense, I just made up, we brought up Javon. I know Javon did the kick rocks, whatever, Instagram post. Javon Holland was a Pro Bowl safety in Vic Fangio's system.
Yeah.
But Vic Fangio didn't want to be here, and I don't know if it's his ties to Philly. We know his mom's there. We heard the stories, but head coach's responsibility, or you put that on Chris Greer that we have to go rehire a defensive coordinator, then the defensive coordinator we had leaves and has one of the best defenses I've seen in a long time in Philadelphia after that. And our defense was very good with him calling the plays as well. And he never blitzed in the Super Bowl, which is crazy. And it confused Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, which are the best quarterback play caller duo that we've seen in a long time. Like, there's a lot of nuance to McDaniel's success, or you want to call it failure, but you said 28 and 25. He's above 500. I don't think that's good enough for fans.
But this is a conversation the three of us had before going into last season. Like, it, the roster is top heavy. The roster has star talent attached to it, no doubt. But, man, if you really want to go down the list, you guys know I felt like there were massive holes on this team, starting with the offensive line. And continuing into the defensive line, you were banking on Bradley Chubb, who you traded for, already had injury history, and you paid him a lot of money. Jalen Phillips coming into this year, I mean, the dude proved to be Iron Man to get back out onto the field, but I think there's legitimate concerns about his health moving forward, even if he comes back healthy from this next injury. Tua, the most important part to your roster, I mean, you have to have a caveat to the most important part of your roster with when he's available. Yeah. Jalen Waddle, who doesn't
like when I hear people do this, it's like, who doesn't have an injury history in the NFL?
It's different you're starting left tackle. Like, the most important part of your offense is going to miss four games guaranteed. And then your starting left tackle is going to, who you paid handsomely as well, is going to miss 3 to 4 games guaranteed. I mean, that's not sustainable. It's just not.
Let me see, Hawk. But no. I want to answer Hawk's question. Because to the pushback, name another top 10 quarterback that has the caveat. Because you know Tua has that when he's healthy. I want to say Joe Burrow. I give you Joe Burrow because Joe's been hurt a bunch. But the playoff quarterbacks, like, we're not worried about Jaden Daniels. We're not worried about Jalen Hurts. What about Josh Allen? In our division, we're not worried about Josh Allen being hurt. We're worried about Tua being hurt.
Yeah, but I do think quarterbacks miss games. Like, I mean, that's why we were all so outraged that when they went to the backup quarterback, it looked so bad, because we've seen backups before. I mean, I don't know.
It's a very important thing this offseason that Chris Greer addresses the backup quarterback. Because you keep bringing up Jameis and just spend the money. I agree with you 100% on that. But other teams are not worried about their backup quarterback as much as we are, the top teams.
Right. No, I understand. Like, we because of Tua's injury history, we have to be much more cognizant of a backup quarterback, which was a huge flaw in the plan for last season. But I just don't think when we go, oh, this guy's injured and you're only going to get 13 games out of this guy, whatever. Like, I think that's pretty widespread across the league. I really do.
Maybe for a season, but not every season moving forward. And Crowder, I disagree. I understand prioritize the backup quarterback. That's fine. You need to because of Tua's injury concerns. But to me, if you have a quarterback who needs to be upright, who needs to be protected, then you have to prioritize the offensive line, which the Dolphins did not. A massive detriment to Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel, thinking that the guys they put out there were good enough to protect your quarterback who cannot be touched. If you guys don't think that the Dolphins need to invest massive amount of resources into their offensive line, they should have already been doing that over the past couple years, then I don't know. Like, we're watching different teams in the Super Bowl and in the conference championship games. Those teams all protect their quarterbacks and have solid running games. The Dolphins don't have any of that.
Well, again, I'm not telling you they have an all-pro offensive line. I mean like, don't conflate what I'm saying with, oh, when I look at them, it looks like the Eagles' offensive line to me. I'm not saying that by any stretch. It all goes back to the overriding, overarching conversation that we had at the end of the season. I believe this roster, as constructed, is much closer to success than you do. Period, end of story. Like, I think they were beset by injuries this past season in an abnormal fashion, but it does happen to football teams. I think they were beset by injuries, and if they hadn't been, specifically the 4.5 games that Tua missed, it's a different season. That's how close I think they are.
So if they're that talented, Hawk, if you give this roster to Nick Sirianni, if you give this roster to Andy Reid, you give this roster to, you know, Dan Quinn, do they make the playoffs and do they go further? Because if you can say yes, that's the McDaniel problem.
Oh, no doubt, but I don't think so. I think Mike McDaniel is perfectly suited to coach Tua Tagovailoa. Perfectly suited.
What can Andy Reid do with Tua Tagovailoa?
Are you asking me if I would trade Mike McDaniel for Andy Reid? Yes, every time, 100 out of a million times. Like, I mean, that's not a fair question. I would trade Patrick Mahomes for Tua, as much as I like Tua. So, like, you've got to make it. Again, it's the who's available. Is there an unbelievably significant upgrade available? And I think that when the team is humming, when they're humming, they're a pretty damn good football team. And I don't think you really got to see it last season at all. Tyreek had an offseason. Maybe it was due to the injury. Tua missed 4.5 games right at the beginning of the season. Like, it just never hummed last season. And I look at the season prior to that and say, I think that team is closer to who the Dolphins are than last season's team.
But even the season before, I mean, I hate to pull out this card because you know what card I'm going with, but man, they can't beat good teams. Like, that's my barometer. My barometer is...
But again, I think you get better every season, but I'm taking last season out of the equation. I'm just taking it out. So what I see this next coming season, to me, is year three. And I expect to see improvement against the better teams and have a playoff.
Tua missed, he played in 2 and missed 4. So there was 10 games with Tua. They weren't impressive through those 10 games.
Right, but you were missing key pieces. It wasn't just Tua. They were missing key pieces, and Tyreek was not himself. Like, that's the reality of it.
And you have those guys utilized. And back to something you said, Solana, where, like, you haven't protected him. And, you know, I'm like, I say everything jokingly, but I want guys with eating disorders. I want big fat dudes. We need to beef up our trenches. Robert Hunt was good. He just got a $100 million deal and made a Pro Bowl. We're still playing Liam Eichenberg. Connor Williams was here and left. Teron Armstead can't play but 10, 12 games a year. Austin Jackson is you get a first-round pick offensive lineman, and he's a swing guy, go left, right, guard, tackle. They've tried. Isaiah Wynn. They have tried to solidify the O-line, and and this is on Chris Greer, I would say, personally, they keep missing when they try to bring these guys in. What, Kendall Lamb? And we're playing guys that really no other team would start, but we have to start them. So is that on Greer? Because I got to say offensive line's on Greer. I don't think McDaniel's evaluating O-lineman and saying, yeah, that's the left guard I want. But, like, whose responsibility is it to protect him? Because, to your point, our O-line is not very good. Our O-line's probably one of the worst in the league. But who needs to find those pieces? Hopefully this draft they find those pieces. Hopefully trading. I don't know what they do to find those pieces. But to have a quarterback that gets injured and us bring in offensive lineman after offensive lineman that doesn't work out, that's troubling as well.
Let's do a quick look at the headlines because we want to talk with John Michaels here. So headlines with Solana brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
The Heat had a 14-point lead yesterday in the first half against Milwaukee. They went into the fourth quarter with an 8-point lead. They lost, outscored by 15 in the final period. The Heat are three games below 500. They're back at it tonight. They play the Hawks. The Heat are the 8 seed. The Hawks are the 9 seed. Currently, both teams sitting in the play-in tournament. Third game between these two teams this season. Tip-off is at 7:30.
And then they play again on Wednesday, right?
They're back at home. Yeah, the Heat are back at home for the first time in well over 2.5 weeks. That game on Wednesday is at 7:30 as well. Canes Hoops, they will host Duke tomorrow at 7 p.m. That's an opportunity for anybody in Miami that wants to go watch Cooper Flagg tomorrow. Yeah. Duke is the 3 seed in the NCAA.
Canes, big underdogs tomorrow night.
What is Cooper Flagg? Is he like a LeBron or just a very good player?
Like a LeBron? Like is he going,
like,
to be as good?
Or just
as LeBron?
Like, is he like a
general, change the league guy? Like,
no.
Yeah, is he like Wembanyama got drafted and now the Spurs are like? Is he just a very good basketball player? Or is he going to be a face of a franchise one day?
Huh. I don't know. I don't think he's LeBron or Victor Wembanyama. But I think he's like a notch below that.
Is he Zion?
Yeah, he's Zion coming out. He's Zion coming out. He's
right.
He's,
like
he's Zion.
He's like that. The way Zion dominated at Duke has some similarities to the way Cooper Flagg is dominating while at Duke.
His team and his agent would throw up in their mouth if they heard that statement.
Well, no, Zion at Duke, though. I'm giving you the caveat.
Canes hoops tomorrow. Panthers are also in action tomorrow. They're at the Nashville Predators, and they're back at home. They've got the Stanley Cup Final rematch against Edmonton on Thursday at the Amerant Bank Arena. But tomorrow, on the road, looking to rebound, 8 o'clock puck drop in Nashville.
Yeah, come watch it with us at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park.
I can't walk, so I'm going to have a wheelchair tomorrow at Funky Buddha. Seriously.
You're old, man.
I'm pushing myself around the house on like an office rolly chair.
But that's what happens. Like, as you get older, you don't want to acknowledge that you're getting older. And so Crowder did something where he tried to be athletic yesterday. But as you get older, I'm telling you, because I do this all the time, but now you become more aware. Like, I don't get into a car. I don't get out of a car quickly anymore. I get out of a car slowly.
You snuck up on. So I tried to do a toe touch. I sent y'all the video and pictures.
Yep.
They were like, you can't do a toe touch. My niece was here, Jade. She's 24 years old. She's, you know, my oldest niece or nephew. And she's here. And my kids are there. And they're watching some YouTube or TikTok or some little social media thing. And they saw a grown man do a toe touch. And they said, oh, my goodness. I'm like, I can do a toe touch. I've done toe touches before. I've done it my whole life. And I did a toe touch successfully. But I didn't think about the landing.
Jumping
I think
in
I
the
broke
air,
my ankle.
Your legs go touching. Completely horizontal, touching the tips of your fingers. This, he's not talking about touching his toes, like bending over and touching his toes.
No.
He's talking about like a cheerleader style toe touch.
And you see the video, I did it. I can do a split in the air and touch my toes with my fingers.
Just can't land.
But the back end of that is now landing on the ground.
Mm.
And when I landed, I really believe I might have broke my right ankle because I can't walk.
Yeah. Funny video, though.
Very.
It's
Remind
cute.
Me of jumping the crick.
Chaz runs up to me and, Daddy, because they see the grimace on my face. Yeah, it's saddening for me to be 40-something.
Yeah.
So when I wheelchair in the Funky Buddha tomorrow, nobody be surprised.
Anything else, Solana?
Everybody enjoy National Tortilla Chip Day. That is today.
Ah, tortilla.
Mm.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is partly cloudy, a little rain, so drive safely. That is your weather.
What is the best kind of chip? The tortilla chip.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, I'll start with Chuck here. Chuck in Miami Gardens.
What they do, what they do.
That's for you, Crowder.
Hawk and Crowder.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. We were just talking about it because tomorrow we're going to watch the Panthers game together at Funky Buddha. Me and Crowder and Solana's coming. Jimmy's coming. Crowder said he wasn't joking. Like, we know that he injured his legs or feet when you did that toe touch, but you said you're really like you're going to be in a wheelchair or something because you can't move.
I'm going to have a wheelchair or a walker, and don't keep asking
me. I hope
me
you
to,
have a walker. Please come into Funky Buddha with a walker.
Don't keep asking me the same questions. I'm fine. I just had an old man injury. Leave me alone. Let me just sit and drink my damn maple bacon coffee porter.
You're going to have a walker with like tennis balls on the bottom two legs there? Oh, I cannot wait.
I really, So my right foot is foot or ankle is broken. My left foot is very sore. So I have nothing to lean on either way. But we'll see how it works out.
Spinal.
Listen, when you see me walk, you're going to fall out laughing. And then I'm drinking beer, so now I'm going to have to go to the bathroom 40 times. It's going to, yeah. It's just appreciate the appreciation tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, Funky Buddha, Oakland Park. Dan Day's coming up after us for a few minutes. Then you're going to get Solana back at 6:15 with Preheat and Tommy Tighe. And then you'll get some Heat basketball tonight with Jason Jackson on the call, 7:30 tip. And you will hear it on this station. Cheetah Pompano, what a great spot to watch a game or a fight. They got HD TVs throughout the club, VIP areas, four stages of entertainment, and the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. And you know Cheetah Pompano has an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day. They've got happy hour specials till 6 p.m. They have a full dinner menu in the evening as well. I say it every day. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. And don't forget, if you're planning a bachelor party, got to do it at Cheetah Pompano. You are not going to do any better than Cheetah Pompano Beach. Get all the details and all the info on what's going on at CheetahSOFL.com. That'll do it for us on this Monday. Everybody have a great and safe Monday night. Go Heat. We will speak with you mañana.
Hawk and me are like peas and carrots.
Jenny.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.